Remember that the great things the human heart longs for are found in God. Pope Benedict XVI's message to participants at the 31st Annual International Meeting of the Catholic Lay Ecclesial Movement, Communion and Liberation. The meeting opened Sunday in the Italian seaside resort town of Rimini. Thousands of participants from Italy and abroad are gathered there to reflect on ways to strengthen their ministry and spirituality through education and catechesis. The U.S. administration has sent the director of the White House Office for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, Pentecostal Reverend Joshua Dubois. Emer McCarthy asked him about the impact of the conference.
This has been a tremendous time here. And really, I think the focus at the meeting in Rimini has been getting to first principles. What are the most important things in life? What are the things that motivate us, not just in our occupation or vocation, but what are the things that drive us day to day to be the people that God would have us be? And that's what the focus has been here. I can say the same of the wonderful time that I've spent as the president's representative at the Sant'Egidio conference, at other conferences. I look forward to coming actually back to Rome in October, where Ambassador Miguel Diaz will be hosting a conference on interfaith dialogue in concert with the Holy See, I believe. And so we are excited to continue this level of dialogue. The president has personally committed to a strong partnership with the church, and I believe that partnership is growing.
We know that, unfortunately, in many areas of the world, religion can be a source of conflict, of tension within society. How important is education and your office's work to try and make religion a positive contributor to society?
It's centrally important, and I would say that whereas religion can be used as a tool of harm, it is so often used as a tool of healing and of hope and of help. And there is no better example of this than the role of the Catholic Church through institutions like Catholic Relief Services. And in the United States, of course, we have Catholic Charities and a variety of both formal institutions of the church, lay movements, and others that seek to impact human needs and are really healing millions of poor all across the world. So while I certainly acknowledge that religion can be used as a tool for harm, I think it is much more often used as a tool and a means to find hope.
Now, of course, you are there to address the issue of experiences that educate. Your intervention, what did you have to tell the people who are participating in the Rimini meeting?
There were three points. The first one was that across the globe, we must give greater priority to education in our national priorities and in our national budgets. There's no more fundamental crisis we're facing right now than the gap in education, especially between the rich and the poor, and that is something that we must join arms across national boundaries to address. I also spoke about the role of parents in education, and that we must equip parents who many times know their children best. We must equip them with the tools they need to address the educational formation of their children. And then finally, I spoke about the role of faith-based organizations, religious organizations, in providing educational services, both during school time and after school time as well. And of course, the Catholic Church is, of course, my context is the United States, and there's tremendous work within the church to meet the needs of the least of these in the educational system. So I applauded that work and talked about how we could strengthen the role of faith-based organizations in education.
Mr. Dubois, if I'm not mistaken, one of the initiatives that the Obama administration would like to perhaps begin and see launched is a campaign that focuses on the family and outreach to families, particularly families in need. We're thinking here of the urban poor, perhaps in the United States, in this period of global economic crisis. It's something that he's hoping that faith-based organizations will help him with, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right. There's a particular challenge we're facing in the United States around fatherhood, quite frankly. There are extraordinary high rates in some communities of fathers who are absent from their families, mothers who are having to do it all by themselves. The president has said many times over that while he has a number of responsibilities as president, his most important responsibility is as a father to his two daughters and as a husband as well. And so he wants to speak to this issue of fatherhood, encourage fathers to be active and engaged in the lives of their children, and join with fathers who want to address the crisis of fatherlessness in America. And so this has been a major priority of his. It's not necessarily the thing that gets the most press, but it's something that is an issue that he's deeply passionate about.
But why faith-based groups? Why approach the faith-based groups to help him in this initiative?
Because they are so central to the formation of families. You know, it is a unique time on Sunday morning in the United States, and Saturday for some of our religious brethren, where families come together in a house of worship and join together around the common purpose of worshiping God and connecting with one another. And so there is no institution that compels families together with greater speed and with greater depth than the church. And so we want to engage the church in this work of strengthening families.
Indeed, another main challenge perhaps that faces the leaders of the various faiths in the United States of America at the moment, particularly the leaders, perhaps shall we say, of the Muslim faith and the leaders of the Christian faith, is the controversy over the mosque in New York. How important is education, even in this context, education of people across the from these different religious backgrounds to respect each other and each other's faith?
Well, I think civility is critically important, as is the need for interreligious understanding and respect. I will say that I believe across our country there is a real respect for religious difference, a respect for the personhood of the other, of folks who may not necessarily share the same background as you, but you can see the face of God in them. And so sometimes it makes for a more salacious story when our media focuses on some of the conflicts. But what I have found when traveling around our country is that the vast majority of Americans are deeply respectful of religious difference. Now, they, of course, may have vigorous debates. We are in the middle of a debate right now, but at the end of the day, we can come together around core principles. And I know that's a principle that's shared in Italy as well.
And thanks there to Reverend Joshua Dubois of the White House Office for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships.